smoker even before I'd extinguished my final cigarette, and I've never had the slightest urge to smoke since. It didn't take Alan long to realise that he'd discovered a method of quitting that would enable any smoker to quit. Easily, immediately, and permanently, without using willpower, aids, substitutes, or gimmicks, without suffering depression or withdrawal symptoms, without gaining weight. After using his smoking friends and relatives as guinea pigs, he gave up his lucrative profession as a qualified accountant and set up a clinic to help other smokers to quit. He called his method Easy Way, and so successful has it been that there are now Alan Carr's Easy Way clinics in more than 150 cities in 50 countries worldwide. Best-selling books based on his method are now translated into over 40 languages, with more being added each year. It quickly became clear to Alan that his method could be applied to any drug. The method has helped tens of millions of people to quit smoking, alcohol, other drugs, and sugar, as well as to stop gambling, overeating, and overspending. I was so inspired by Alan that I hassled and harangued him and Robin Haley, now chairman of Alan Carr's Easy Way, to let me get involved in their quest to cure the world of smoking. To my good fortune, I succeeded in convincing them. Being trained by Alan and Robin was one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. To be able to count Alan as not only my coach and mentor, but also my friend, was an amazing honour and privilege. I went on to treat more than 30,000 smokers myself at Alan's original London clinic, and became part of the team that has taken his method from Berlin to Bogota, New Zealand to New York, Sydney to Santiago. Tasked by Alan with ensuring that his legacy achieves its full potential, we've taken Alan Carr's Easy Way from videos to DVD, from clinics to apps, from computer games to audiobooks, to online programs and beyond. This book is an exciting, natural next step for us, in that it takes Alan's method beyond the realms of specific addictions out into the wider world. A world struggling to find a solution to the stress, anxiety, and pressure of modern life. Alan always said his method was really about helping people to find happiness. Addiction is a miserable experience. You feel trapped, helpless, foolish, a slave, caught up in an endless cycle of craving satisfaction but never quite achieving it. Pulled this way and that between guilt, desire, and fear. Ring any bells? Mindfulness has gained tremendous popularity as a method for coping with stress, anxiety, and depression. It's a broad term for an approach that can be applied and practiced in numerous ways. But in essence, it's a method that echoes the principles of Easy Way. Both work by unraveling the misconceptions that keep us trapped in a negative, harmful way of thinking. Both help us to see that there is more to us than our thoughts and beliefs, that our beliefs can be questioned, that body and mind are components of an incredible machine, and by developing a closer connection to our sensory system, we can maintain focus on the present and see things as they really are. Understanding is like bright sunshine that, rather than banishing negative thoughts and feelings, helps us to examine them, question their value, observe them, and let them go. When we're able to not trust our negative thoughts, to appreciate that we are not defined by them, it leads to a clearer, more positive mindset, reversing the vicious circle of negativity and setting in motion a new cycle of health and happiness. Mankind has always been absorbed in the pursuit of happiness. The trouble is, the more we pursue it, the more it seems to elude our grasp. Why? Because we believe that control has to come through struggle. Our approach to stress is the same. And as a consequence, life becomes a constant struggle. Alan discovered that it's the struggle that actually makes it hard, if not impossible, to quit smoking and other addictions. His mindful method provided a different approach, one in which we let go of the struggle, and in doing so, find we are better able to take control. For people new to mindfulness and Easy Way, this principle can be hard to grasp. That's because we grow up brainwashed into a way of thinking that simply cannot comprehend how letting go can give us control, how willpower can be counterproductive, how we can push ourselves further with kindness and new understanding